Today we're going to talk about enforcement for the upcoming deer gun season with Chief Game Warden Scott Winkleman. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Scott, something new for deer hunters this fall is electronic posting. Explain.
So yeah, this year with the new electronic posting law that was passed, deer hunters and all hunters for that matter, but with especially we're talking deer season here, will need to make sure when they're driving around looking for places to hunt and they're looking at private property, in years past where they would only have to look for the physical posted signs, this year if there are no signs, they'll need to make sure that they're checking on one of the apps that's available on our website or one of the commercial apps that have the electronic posting information on there to double check and make sure that that land is not legally posted before they go hunting on it.
So hunters have to do their homework a little bit before they go out.
It will require a little bit more work, but it is a very simple process and the apps are very easy to use.
Scott, another option this year is a new transportation option that helps minimize the spread of a chronic wasting disease. Explain that.
So yeah, with CWD, and we obviously don't want heads coming out of those units where we have CWD to minimize the chance of CWD spreading, hunters can now take their deer in the field with the time and with the time and date stamp turned on their phone, take two photos of the deer at the kill site. One picture of the entire deer with the tag attached to it, and then a second photo of a close-up of the tag with the information readable. The hunters can then leave that head in the field and take the two photos. And if the deer is tagged either through the ear or on the antler, take the antler or the ear with, leave the rest of the head there, and legally transport their deer that way.
We also encourage hunters to still drop their deer heads off at locations to be tested for chronic wasting disease.
Absolutely, Mike. Hunters are our number one tool for effective CWD management. We need that harvest and we need the heads to test.
Scott, every year during the deer gun season, your game wardens have issues that they deal with, such as tagging requirements. Explain that.
Yeah, so there's some common violations that we see every year. Tagging is one of them. Fail to tag your deer immediately. That is the regulation. Once you get that deer, make sure you get your tag on it before you take it out of the field.
Okay, let's talk hunter orange. What kind of orange clothing do deer hunters need to wear?
So hunters need to wear a minimum of 400 square inches of solid fluorescent orange on their body. Cannot be orange camouflage, has to be solid orange, and then an orange piece of headgear as well.
And one thing we should remind hunters is when you do harvest a deer, make sure you keep your orange on.
Yes, with anything we're talking about with deer hunting, safety is always the number one priority, and we don't need anybody getting hurt for sure.
How about if you harvest an animal on land you had the legal right to be on, ends up on posted land? What do you do?
So a hunter does have the legal ability to go on to posted land to retrieve game that was legally shot on another piece of property. We would recommend trying to contact the landowner and letting them know when you do go on that property, you can't bring a weapon with you. It's just for retrieval purposes only, not for hunting, so no weapon. But always, you do have that right, but try and contact the landowner and be polite, and most landowners will understand that and appreciate it.
And if that landowner's not willing, contact one of your wardens.
Absolutely.
Let's talk off trail.
Deer hunters cannot drive off of an established trail while they're hunting deer until they have shot a deer and legally tagged it, and then they can take the shortest and easiest route to it, drive off the established trail to load the deer, and then straight back out.
Scott, a lot of hunters out in the field during deer season. What happens if you think you see a violation?
So yeah, as always, like I mentioned, hunters are our number one help in the field too for enforcement. A lot more hunters in the field than there are game wardens. So certainly if any hunters witness what they think might be a violation, please report it to us. You can call the Report All Poachers line 24 hours a day at 701-328-9921.
Scott, number one priority for deer hunters this fall.
Stay safe, have fun, enjoy your time with your friends and family.
lot of great information. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome, Mike.